Chart review. Deerbrook, Deerbrook, emergency room on 7-3. 7-3. Dr. English, ENGLISH. First patient is CP, 24-year-old young lady, presents with left eye injury, diagnosed with corneal abrasion, tetanus up to date, patient very happy with the care, sent home with Ocuflox, OCUFLOX. Next patient, PG, 32-year-old young man, comes in with a dog bite on the right knee. Police was called. This was a puncture wound, required no repair. Treated with Augmentin, doing better. Patient was very happy with the care, except he thought the nurse was mean and not very respectful. Next patient is, I will have the name of the nurse for you later. Next patient is IW, 11-year-old young man, comes in with a hair dye in the eye, treated with irrigation, doing well. Mom was very happy with the care received in the ER. Next patient is MC, 3-year-old child with ear pain, diagnosed with otitis media. Brother has the flu. Child was worked up for the flu, but negative. Treated with Amoxil. Next patient is MC, 7-year-old with sore throat, headache, fever, positive flu A, treated with Tamiflu. Mom was both happy in both cases with the care. Good workup. Next patient is MT, 50-year-old woman with ingrown, with infected third digit. Note says patient is pre-diabetic in quotation. No blood sugars were checked. No CBC was done in big letters. Recommend checking blood sugars, at least the blood sugar and or CBC in patients with diabetes and or metabolic syndrome, since blood sugar can elevate with infection. Next patient. Patient was called, no one answered. Next patient is ML, 18-year-old woman with heart racing. Patient had a cardiac workup, EKG showed normal sinus. Patient was given the option of observation, but she left AMA. I was not able to contact person regarding the reason for the AMA discharge. Next patient is LA. This is a 6-year-old young lady with a cut on the leg via a rock while playing outside. Requires steer strip. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is LA. H, 59-year-old woman seen with swollen feet, had cardiac workup, negative D-dimer, white count 17,000, urinary tract infection noted, high BNP, chest X-ray consistent with interstitial fibrosis and CHF. Patient left AMA. There was no really explanation as why. I called the patient. She was very sweet and said that she liked the doctor very much, but her grandkids were alone and she had to leave, in quotation. She has seen 2 pulmonologists regarding her interstitial fibrosis and a PCP for her CHF, and will definitely follow up with them, but nevertheless, she sounded terrible on the phone. But she liked the physician and liked the facility very much. Next patient is AD, 9-year-old young lady, 8. It says CBD gummies, but the MD states that the CBD is 6%, contains 6% THC. CBC, chemistry negative, poison controlled, called Texas Children, called, and was the patient was subsequently admitted to Texas Children for further care after Dr. English discussed care with the ER doctor in at Texas Children. Good care. I called the family to make sure the child was okay. No one answered twice. Next patient is JM, 34-year-old male with debris in the eye. End up having corneal abrasion. Treated with eye drops. DT up to date. Excellent documentation. Patient was called. He was happy with the care. Next patient is VJ, 56-year-old woman with hypertension, coronary artery disease, CHF, histobronchitis, and obesity. Comes in with a temp of 101. Workup consistent with COVID-19, but no chest x-ray was done. Patient was treated with Paxlovid, though. No one answered the phone when called. Please consider chest x-ray on all COVID-positive patients. Next patient is ER, 58-year-old male with COVID exposure and symptoms, temp of 101. COVID was positive, treated with Paxlovid, no chest x-ray was done. Please consider chest x-ray on all COVID-positive patients. Next patient is PA, 50-year-old woman with sore throat. Swab testing negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated and sinusitis, treated with Augmentin. Patient's doing well, was very happy with the care. On the patient VJ, no one answered the phone put down, and the patient ER, patient is doing better with the treatment and was happy with the care. Next patient is DW, 50-year-old woman with congestion, back pain, headache, blood pressure elevation because of back pain, had strep. It states that patient is allergic to Amoxil, but patient was treated with Augmentin. When I called the patient, she said she asked for Augmentin because she can take Augmentin and has taken it in the past. But Amoxil caused a rash. I explained to her it was the same medication. Nevertheless, she can't take the Augmentin anymore because she's having severe nausea with the medication, and she's going to call the ER to get a different medication. Yeah, please consider IM injection for positive strep patients. Patient did have a negative chest x-ray, was treated with Zofran and Augmentin, and sent home. She still liked the care and was very happy with the care received. Next patient is RC, 4-year-old young lady with swollen gums, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Amoxil after swab tests were negative, and patient was very happy with the care. Thank you. Patient's family very happy with the care. Thank you.